Let's start out with just a little bit of explanation. Everybody looked at me and said, is your blood pressure up? No, my blood pressure is not up. Just about 4 or 5 hours of sunshine, though, fixed me up yesterday. But it was such a wonderful day, I didn't even notice it being hot. And this is not painful. I don't even care. It just don't make a bit of difference. I tell you what, I thought about meeting in the parking lot this morning. You know, we've had such foul weather for so long. When the sun shines, it makes you just rejoice and praise God for a beautiful day. I want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I tell you, that's my hero. You know, a lot of people have a lot of different people for heroes and look to a lot of different people, but Jesus is my hero. You know, he's the one that's going to get us through it and take care of all these things. I want to start out in St. John and read just a few verses about Jesus, and let's talk about the creation, and let's talk about the blessing that God gave us through his Son coming to pay the sin debt of the world. I mean, isn't that an amazing thing? To sit there and know that God loved you as an individual enough, he said, I'm going to trade and let my Son pay their sin debt. You couldn't pay it yourself. I tell you, we need to rejoice in that fact that, you know, we couldn't pay it ourselves. We couldn't take care of it, but he sent his blood, his Son, and through that blood, we have forgiveness of sin. And it's just a great, wonderful thing, you know, that I see. Let me line something up just for a few minutes. You ladies going to have a song to close this service? Okay. Boy, that's easy, isn't it? Praise the Lord. I mean, you know, people come in willing to help. Isn't that a good thing? Wonderful song service this morning. I was sitting there thinking about, you know, the second verse of that special song they were singing. No more sickness, no more pain, no more sorrow. And you think about that day to come and the promises that we have through God. Now, you know, it may not be the best day you've had today, but there's better to come for the sons and daughters of God. And I want to talk about how special it is to be called not only a child of God, but for Jesus to call us brother, sister, and mother. Let's talk about Jesus just a little bit. St. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, we know that for a fact. We have Scripture backing that. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. These three agree in one. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Now, let's stop right there at this third verse and think about anything you look at, anything you smell, anything you touch, anything you taste is made by Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, there are certain times, you know, I like to eat, especially we've been on this little believer, a body for believers diet for a while. It's real good to sit down something real fattening. Anybody else like to do that? And I thought about the other day, you know, I sat down and I was enjoying a meal and I thought, you know, this is made by Jesus himself. It said all things. Now that didn't miss anything, did it? When you get out in the morning, like this morning, the sun coming up and such a beautiful day, I'm telling you, wasn't it just a great, wonderful day? And you think, this is all a creation by Jesus. It said, all things made by him. All things. And when we start seeing this creation around us, I don't know how anybody can doubt the power of God or the Son of God, Jesus, when they look around and see the beauty that's all around us and the things that God, through Jesus Christ, have created for our pleasure and our joy and our happiness in this life. Now, he's got plans for the life to come. You know, it's going to be an eternal joy and happiness and pleasure. But I think about the goodness that he gives us each and every day, that we're able to get up and eyes open and see a creation that's brought to us and given to us by Jesus himself. Now, it said, in him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, you know, we're just going through this Word of God, and it talks about those that comprehended it not, that they get up and look around at this beautiful world and think something other than God created it. I just can't imagine that myself, can you? You know, I know what they say about the Big Bang Theory and all these other theories they have, but all theories change in the Word of God don't. I'm going to accept God's version. He said he created it through Jesus, and that's how we got it today. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Now, let's look back just for a few minutes over in the book of St. Matthew, if you'll turn there with me, chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. I want us to talk about how much God loves us and how much He cared for you. He said, I'm going to allow my Son to go down and pay the sin debt for the whole world. Now, when you start talking about the whole world, that, you know, that sounds very great. But it's greater to me to know that as an individual, God said, I'll do it for one of them. That you were important enough. God loved you enough. He said, I'm going to let him go for that certain person. And called your name, most likely. So in Matthew chapter 12, and looking at verse 46, it said, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And the question goes out. And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. How does it feel today to sit in this place of worship, this house of God, and be considered a brother and called a brother, sister, or a mother to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that created this whole world? Can you think about how precious that is and the feel that you get when you realize that God's plan is perfect for all of us, that Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the Father, can look down and call you by name, and He said, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my mother. Now, if that don't fire you up and get you excited thinking about what God has done for you as an individual, I believe you got problems. Think about being called a brother, a sister, or a mother to the Lord and Savior Himself that created everything that we see, touch, taste, feel, or hear. God, through Jesus Christ, created it. There's nothing that He didn't create. Through Him, all things were created. We seem to forget the power that God gave and the power He demonstrated on this earth in the creation of what He's given us. You can't touch it, taste it, hear it, smell it without God created it through Jesus Christ. So when you sit down to a meal today, you just think, Jesus created this for me. My brother. Isn't it something to call Jesus brother? Now notice down here it said, whosoever shall do the will of my Father is in heaven. He said, the same as my brother and my sister and my mother. And so there's a, here we see, according to the Word of God, that if we're doing the will of God. Now, we're born into the family of God through regeneration, through confession of faith, through accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And we're born into that family. But when we start getting called brother, sister, or mother, it's because we're doing the will of God. Well, you followed a lot of the will of God today, because God's will is that all come together and praise and worship Him, to uplift the name of Jesus. So coming down to the house of God this morning, down to the church, you've got in that will, and you're possibly called a brother or a sister or a mother to Jesus Himself. In chapter 13, it said, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. I read that last night, and I got excited thinking about, can you just close your eyes and imagine Jesus sitting down by the seaside? You know what a beautiful picture we have of seascapes and the ocean out in front of us. And then I thought, and He created it. This is Jesus sitting by His creation. He created all things. And I got thinking about Jesus sitting down by the seaside, His creation, and admiring the beauty that God had done through Him in the creation of all this. That He sat down by the seaside, and in His mind, it was about us and about how we survived and how we got by. And verse 2, and great multitudes were gathered together under Him, so that He went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And He spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, the sower went forth to sow. Now let's get into this sower. Let's talk about this parable. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell under good ground and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And I want to talk about this parable, and I want you to think about the good ground. Amen. The good ground. You know, there's a lot of difference. All you gardeners in here and all you farmers in here, you know the difference in a hard, stony, rocky ground or a good piece of ground that you can plant a crop on and expect to return. Well, Jesus is talking about, down here in verse 8, he talked about some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Regardless of what the fold was, there was an increase in the yield. There was an increase that just a little bit of work. Can you think about doing one act of goodness or kindness for God and God multiplying it times 100? I wish I had a banker like that, don't you? Amen. I could put in a dollar and get 100 back. Praise the Lord. That'd be a busy bank, wouldn't it? And I thought about God's opportunity given us, you know, whether it's 100 or whether it's 60 or whether it's 30, the increase we get in the work of God that we do each and every day. It motivates me to get out and work for the Lord, don't you? I want to do something today so I can get that increase. I want to do a little work today that I might get multiplied 100 or 60 or 34. Now, you're not going to get a return like that from anybody except God. Your effort won't get rewarded on a job like that. Your effort won't get rewarded in anything else except the work of God. And that's why we want to focus and concentrate on being a useful servant for God, that we're in His will and we're called a brother, a sister, or a mother to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a great opportunity we have as Christians. It motivates me. You know, I was reading through this last night. I said, I got to get out tomorrow and do something for the Lord. I want that yield. I want that multiplication. Where else can you find a gain like that? Nowhere except with God. Now, over in chapter 13 and verse 18, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. You know, some of the disciples weren't real quick to understand, but I think... And I think how many times in life that God's had to go back and say, well, let me make this clear to you. You know, sometimes I'm not real quick to catch on. Sometimes God's working a work or doing something in my life and I'm having a hard time understanding. And there's been time after time, just as He did to the disciples, He said, I don't only tell them, I want them to understand it. And God will give back and give time and make the understanding known to me what's going on sometimes. So in verse 18 it said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth the seed by the wayside. So he starts giving an explanation and understanding about this parable that he had spoke. In verse 20, but he that receiveth the seed unto stony places, the same is he that heareth the word with anon, with joy, receiveth it, yet hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. When tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Now, we see this evidence, you know, all around us. I've been in church more than once or more than 1 year. I've been here for a while, and I've saw this happen time after time after time. And we need to concentrate on getting people rooted and founded in this Word of God, because that's where the strength is. That's where the courage is. You know, and that's where we get the power to go each day in the will of God, is knowing and understanding His Word, that we don't fall away or we don't get offended by and by. I've had people in church that were so firm, I believe if every Sunday I'd just take a wet towel and walk back there and slap them in the face, they'd be back the next service. Because they're determined. You know, that's what it takes in this day and time, determination that, okay, I'm a child of God. I'm going to act like it. I'm a brother. I'm a sister. I'm a mother to Jesus. I'm going to work and get the return from God, some hundredfold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold, and I've got something to work for. It's not like we're doing all this for nothing. A lot of people say, well, I'm saved. What else is there? There's a lot more than salvation when it comes to the rewards from God and the blessings that we see not only in the life to come, the promises we have, but what He gives us each and every day. I tell you, when you got up this morning, your eyes open, you caught a breath, you ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank God, because He controls all life. He gives it and He takes it. I don't believe anybody comes into this world unless God allows it, and I don't believe anybody leaves unless God allows it. When he started talking about not having root, I want us to get rooted, grounded, founded in the Word of God, and I appreciate all of you coming out and listening to me here on Sunday morning, but I want to tell you there needs to be a more than that. The Lord's been moving on me about a Bible study, and I've been praying about that we get serious in this Word of God, that we walk it and we talk it and we hear it and we understand it. And we'll start talking about that some and start praying about it. In verse 22, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Now, that's a common thing. I see that all the time, that people love life more than they love God. Now, I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how to make it any plainer than that they love life and love things of life and things of this world more than they love the God that's not of this world. And in verse 23, but he that receives seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some hundredfold, some 60, some 30. And I think about, again, about this good ground. I think about receiving that word and I mean putting it deep down in your heart, that Word of God, that you live it, you breathe it, you think about it when you're sitting and standing and laying down at night, that you're considering and thinking about the power of God and His will in your life, that you be called a brother, sister, or mother. How many of you today, you know, would be glad to stand up and say, that's my brother. That's my brother. You know, I know we have earthly brothers and sisters. They'll disappoint you one day. I guarantee you, sooner or later, they'll disappoint you one way or the other. Jesus won't. And for us to be called that brother, sister, or mother, I think is the most precious thing and promise of God that we have, that we can walk through these doors today knowing that we're born again into the family of God and we're called brother, sister, or mother. And that's what he said, those that do the will of God. So if you're out of God's will, I'm going to suggest get in it. Try to be in the will of God. Have that name, brother, called you, or sister, or whatever, or mother, whatever it may be. And when we think about the way God loved us, you know, I think about Jesus sitting down by the seaside, sitting there by his own creation, the multitudes coming down to him, and I can just see that picture. And guess what? We're the ones that's on his mind. It's not about him. It's not about him being uplifted or glorified. It's about the glory to God. And it's about him understanding the need for us to be in the will of the Father, that we be called this brother, sister, or mother. Ladies, if y'all come, we're ready to sing a song. We're going to close this service. They're going to sing a song to us. Anybody need to come pray? You won't bother them. If you need to come pray while they're up here singing, that'll be great. Whatever your need is, God can supply it today. Guarantee you, whatever the need is, God can supply it. Jesus created it all. He created it all. It's all created by him, and so he can supply whatever need y'all have. If it's for salvation, I'd like to see somebody come. God gives a call. God gives an offer. He makes the invitation. If it's for uniting with the church and getting to work for God and receiving that hundredfold, 60-fold, or 30-fold, I tell you, there's a benefit in that for working for God. Or whatever your need is, maybe it's just for health a problem, maybe for family problems, whatever it is, but God could help you right now if you'll come and trust that Creator. He's the one that made it all. Y'all ready? Go ahead, Jake. Y'all stand your feet if you would. Anybody need to come pray, there'll be somebody here to pray with you, no doubt.
Nor spin, and there's not a king with more splendor than them. Consider the sparrow, they don't plant nor sow, but they're fed by the Master who watches them. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider and then you will know. May I introduce you to this friend of mine, who hangs out the stars and tells the sun when to shine. He kisses the flowers each morning with dew, but he's not too busy to care about you. We have a heavenly Father above, with eyes full of mercy and a heart full of love. He really cares when your head is bowed low. Consider the lilies, and then you will know. Consider
tell you, I don't know a better way to dismiss this service than that right there, that we go out of here knowing that God loves us, that He cares for you. He's not too busy to see after you and take care of whatever need you have. Whatever need it was, all you got to do is turn it over to the Lord. He can handle it. Amen. Good to see everybody come out this way. Good number in church this morning. You got friends and family out of church, invite them. Invite them. Sometimes that'll go a long way to say, how about come and go to church with me next Sunday? And I don't know what we'll do for sure, but we'll just do what God leads. And that'll be sufficient every time. Every time. All right. Any word or anything before we dismiss? Tonight we're going to gather up, pick a guitar, sing a little bit. Anybody wants to sing a song, pick a guitar, you're welcome. That's at church tonight. That's open to anybody that wants to come. We've got some real good talent here. We've got anything from beginners to very good talent. Heard a new song last week that just made me rejoice. And I told Bruce, I said, I'd never heard that before. He said, well, I just wrote it. I wrote it some time back. And I thought, praise the Lord, you know. But we'll try to get him to sing that for you one of these days. He's not looking at me. But I'm waving at him. We might get him to sing that for you. I mean, it's a wonderful song. I mean, got a powerful message and great words to it. You need to hear it. I just guarantee you need to hear it. All right? Yes, sir.